You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we're speaking with Stephen Shaw, a spiritual teacher, mystic energy healer, shaman, body, mind, spirit, and transcendent life coach and tantra master. He's also the author of 12 best-selling mystical books that reveal the secrets for deep love, profound healing, joyful living, and spiritual transcendence. And Mr. Shaw, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Hey, Eric, it's great to talk to you.
And of course, we certainly appreciate your time in coming out today. So for starters today, how do you create a life of deep fulfillment in an ever-changing world? Let's start there today.
Eric, people that know me say I have one foot planted firmly in the heavens and one foot planted firmly on earth. I do believe that's the only way to truly live. I'm a strongly pragmatic person who has lived a successful, highly fulfilled life. I have no interest in ideology and belief systems. What I'm really interested in is what works in the real world. So my background includes military service, university education, corporate work, my own learning and development consultancy, a psychotherapy practice, and of course, writing 12 best-selling books. So in my experience, if you focus your life solely on wealth creation and financial success, you will eventually hit what I call an emotional wall. And this often manifests as a classic midlife crisis. You see, for me, success is usually based on ego, achievement, and money, which are social metrics. But fulfillment is learning to do what you love for work and also finding ways to serve others. So my perspective is this. In order to achieve true, deep fulfillment, with the accompanying rewards of deep peace and joy, three things are required. Number one, focus on what really matters in life. Number two, know yourself, which includes your talents, traits, and types of intelligence. And three, find a way to serve others. So one of my favorite exercises that I recommend to many of my clients is to lay in bed and imagine that you are dying. I know that sounds quite dramatic, but imagine that you are on your deathbed, you have just a few days left to live, and then ponder what really mattered in your life. What gave you the greatest joy, and what are your beautiful and fulfilling memories? And then write down all those thoughts and learnings. And after that exercise is complete and you've written everything down, from that point on, start to make life choices based on what you wrote. From now on, try to prioritize those things and focus on those things. So in one of my books called Heart Song, I explain how to envision a holistic life that includes health, wealth, and deep fulfillment, how to discover your traits and types of intelligence, and how to use world-class winning strategies to create an awesome life. I also have an ebook called Life Success Secrets, which can be found on the free books page of my website.
A great place to lead off today, and I like that question you pose. I've actually done that myself. What would we do if we only had one day to live? What would we do with that? What matters? And that is a great question to pose and to take action on a daily basis, living out the rest of your life like that. Great stuff. Now, you say focus on what really matters in life. In your experience, what really matters?
I mean, this is what's really interesting. Every single client I've done this with, and I've done journeys with hundreds of clients, every single one doesn't look back and say, I wish I'd spend more time on social media or more time at work, more time worried about money. Almost every single person comes back and says, it's all about love and relationships. So you'll be also grateful if you're focused on doing what you love for a job. And I know that's quite difficult to do. But if you can do what you love for work and do what you love for a hobby, and if you add value to other people's lives, that's going to go a long way. So for me, one of my greatest secrets is to create and nurture awesome and fulfilling relationships, and especially intimate personal relationships. because we're all designed for this bonding and connection and belonging. As you know, at least 50% of all marriages end in divorce. So there are certain skills that you absolutely need to acquire. The first one is learning how to accept and embrace yourself completely, which is really difficult. The second one is learning how to find a life partner that matches who you are. The third thing for me is learning effective romantic relationship skills. And the fourth one is learning how to create fulfilling, drama-free relationships. Now, I've spent a lifetime distilling all those secrets and keys into two crucial books, which I'm going to say are probably my favorite of my 12 books. My book that's called Divine Love shows you how to completely accept, embrace, and love yourself, which I believe is a crucial life skill. And the other book that's called They Walk Among Us explains the best, most effective relationship skills. I mean, to be clear, all my books contain how-to pragmatic strategies and principles to create your dream life.
Now, I'd be curious, coming from you, tell us more about creating your dream life. Who wouldn't want that?
One of my personal mantras is learn to create heaven on earth. I think many spiritual people are out there trying to chase something that's beyond us. But we need to learn how to live effectively here now. What use for me is spirituality if I'm not living in joy every day? So for me, true spirituality shows you the tools to create your dream life. My most recent book, and probably my favorite book, is called Divine Love. And I deliberately divided it into four primary sections: body, mind, emotion, and spirit. That is because to create your dream life, you need to start with your health and physical well-being. I think we live in exciting times with radical new research and insights into nutrition and exercise. In my own books and with my clients, I always recommend health books that I consider to be located at the apex of the learning pyramid. In every aspect of life, there are millions of flimsy, poor books and thousands of very average books. But if you look long and hard and you take recommendations from good coaches and good friends, you will find that very few books at the apex of the pyramid, and those books contain the best research, teachings, and pragmatic how-to strategies. You can save yourself huge amounts of precious time and money by just reading the apex books. So I not only recommend every best-in-class book to my clients in every aspect of life, but of course I've ensured that my own 12 books are also best-in-class. So my 12 books cover every area of life, including physical health, emotional health, deep love, awesome relationships, how to create a life of deep fulfillment, peace and joy, how to find your passion and purpose. I also look at life after death, spiritual development, evolution of consciousness, tantra, spiritual transcendence, and awakening. So it's a pretty complete package.
Sounds like your books cover a lot of bases, and thanks for hitting on some of those today and some of those topics today. We're joined by Mr. Stephen Shaw, the author of 12 best-selling mystical books that reveal the secrets for deep love, profound healing, joyful living, and spiritual transcendence here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question for you, Stephen. Is it true you wrote a sci-fi trilogy as well?
Yes, that was quite an exciting experience. I was in Peru investigating shamanism and working with shamans. And while I was there, I decided to get fully immersed, and I consumed a sacred psychedelic cactus, and I floated away into this radical love and self-insight and bliss for probably about 10 hours. It was a very long time. The next morning, as I was slowly waking up, I had this full-blown vision of a bald, glowing man wielding a magic staff, walking in the desert with an unusual cat by his side. I mean, this is really kind of a bizarre vision. And I saw the beginning of his story unfolding. And I got up and words just started pouring out of me into my laptop. And that became a very popular book called Star Child. Later, I wrote the prequel to Star Child, which is called 5D. And then I wrote the sequel to Star Child, which has the title The Tribe. And I call those three books spiritual sci-fi. The trilogy covers many of the mysteries and historical enigmas of Earth, including the Roswell UFO crash, Area 51 and other intriguing places, the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, extraterrestrials from faraway planets, the challenges we face on Earth, and the awesome future that will unfold on our planet. Writing those three books was absolutely amazing for me because I wasn't just writing, I was also witnessing a story unfold before me. So it was a lot of fun, and it's been an exceptionally popular trilogy with my readers.
I'd say that's quite an interesting experience, no doubt about that. And speaking of shamans, you mentioned working with shamans. What did you learn there?
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned earlier, I'm a very pragmatic, critical thinker, and I'm also a psychologist. So my approach to shamanism, whether I was in Peru or Mexico or different places around the world, I mean, I traveled for 10 years investigating all these beautiful spiritual practices. My approach to shamanism was to view it objectively and critically and to try to distill the crucial principles, teachings, and tools and techniques. But I also used what I call the full immersion route. So whatever rituals they practiced, I practiced. Whatever diet they followed, I followed. Whatever psychedelic drinks they consumed, I consumed. So I learned a huge amount by this objective critical approach and by full immersion. And after a few years, and I really think you have to do it for a few years to get the hang of it, I eventually wrote a book called The Fractal Key, which discloses the techniques and practices used in psychedelic healing and transcendent journeys. It also reveals the secrets of the shamans. I think it's a profound book, and if that's a kind of interest for any of the listeners, it's a book that I highly recommend. If you absorb the teachings and cautions in this book, you can possibly have profound life-transforming experiences. And this, of course, is just another approach to creating your dream life.
And of course, we've mentioned the dream life. Would you say, as we conclude today, that you're actually living your dream life?
I am. It's been a long journey, and it's been partly about education, partly about universal principles at work in life, partly about traveling the world for 10 years and learning from some of the most incredible mystical teachers and shamans. I think is a key point to take away. All life is learning. And this is something I've made sure I've applied. Wherever I've been, I've tried to learn. You can never know all the answers. So there will be failures in life. But every failure is nothing more than a learning opportunity. I think this is really important. And I'm 53 years old now. I'm in the most incredible relationship. I'm married to the most amazing woman. I'm living my dream life in every way. And when I look back, I can say to you this. The wonderful thing about life is you get second and third chances. If you don't get it right in this job or in this relationship or in this business that you've launched, you dust yourself off, you stand up, and you take your learning and experiences into the next job and the next relationship and the next business. The biggest secret is not to become a victim. You need to take responsibility for your choices. So I believe when you don't get the results you want, you seek new knowledge and new skills, and you try something different. And it doesn't mean, of course, you feel no pain. We all go through ups and downs in life, and there's going to be times of sadness and grief and so forth. But the important thing is to focus on yourself, forget about blaming, because that serves no purpose, and focus on what you can do differently next time. So that's been a huge thing for me, this principle of lifelong learning. All the learning, principles, tools, and techniques for creating a dream life, I've distilled into 12 best-selling books. And also, if anyone's interested, I have 5 free ebooks available on the free books page of my website. And I will just spell my website because it's a bit of a long website. It is iamstephenshaw.com. But Stephen is spelled with a PH, STEPHEN. So, and there's hyphens between. So it goes like this: iamstephenshaw.com. As I said, there are 5 free ebooks in there, as well as 12 best-selling books to help people create the most amazing, fulfilling dream life.
And of course, we'll leave this link within the show notes of this broadcast to further help as well. Again, Mr. Shaw, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you so much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Stephen Shaw, the author of 12 best-selling mystical books that reveal the secrets for deep love, profound healing, joyful living, and spiritual transcendence. And for further details, visit I-am-Stephen-Shaw.com. EPN.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.